This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else. The workday is coming to an end.
It is 5 o'clock. I will see you all tomorrow.
But Quinn and Chris are just getting started.
Sports talk it is.
Your hosts, Tony Quinn Jr.
For your chance to win a pair of tickets. Wow, what is this, Depeche?
And Chris Ello.
Egui Rosario got a couple of at-bats last year. Brent Rooker got some at-bats. Eggy Rosario, I said E-Guy.
That needs to be a promo as well.
It's time to get you up to speed on all things sports.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
With plenty of nonsense in between.
Oh, look! Here comes our fearless producer!
Quinn and Chris starts right now on 97.3 The Fan.
And we kick off our version of the happy hour at a place that's had nothing but happy hours all day long. Baja Rick's Cantina, let's hear it. It's starting to really fill up
it
out
really
here.
It really is.
I don't know if you can get that crowd. Everybody wants to get, you know, some food and drink before they get in the ballpark.
The line for the bar is out the door.
Big.
Literally
it's,
out the door.
It's pretty big. We have a great crowd here. And, of course, and look, everybody wants to be down here at Petco Park. We're just a block away at the corner of 6th and L. So, if you are parking your car right now somewhere, getting ready to move, you know, come on in for the game, stop by, say hello, have yourself a quick shot of some Santo Super Premium additive-free tequila. They got drink specials. They got great food here. And Baja Rick's right here outside Petco Park. Crisello, Matt Scraby, Tony Gwynn Jr. Tony's getting ready for his broadcast. I do have an update. From the Big Apple, Scraby, Starling Marte, two-run single, Mets 4, Phillies nothing. They're going to the top of the seventh inning
now
in New York. Yeah, I'm not sure. I have to put more of my energy into what the Padres are doing right now because, you know, the winner of the Mets-Phillies series, we talked about it earlier, but it doesn't matter to me at all who wins if the Padres don't, right?
So,
the Padres got to win, but the Mets are trying to they got the upper hand in Game 3. Sean Manaea, the former Padre, has only allowed 2 hits through 6 innings.
6 o'clock's coming. We're winning, Chris.
We're winning.
6 o'clock's coming.
Yeah, see? 6 o'clock is coming. The Padres are going to win tonight, Chris. He's looking around. He's trying to figure out.
I got you. Pete Alonso and Jesse Winker both homered in this game for the Mets. The American League Series is off today. All right. Padres and Dodgers. Scraby, we've talked a lot about everything going on outside you know, the game.
Yes.
But Michael King pitches tonight. Walker Buehler pitches tonight. We heard about from Dylan Hernandez about Buehler's struggles. Michael King has all of a sudden become the ace, almost like the unquestioned ace of this team with Musgrove down. As great as Darvish is and was in game two, Dylan Cease, the stuff he has, I feel like everybody feels more confident with Michael King than anyone.
Michael King is, let me just tell you, Michael King's a confident dude, and I am confident with Michael King on the mound. After seeing what he's done all year long, what he's done in big games, I mean, Michael King has been, we talked so much in the beginning of the year about whether or not Michael King was going to be able to go a certain amount of innings, if he was going to be able to adjust to the starting pitching role. We shouldn't have talked about any of it, Chris, because it's been seamless for him.
He's the second year in a row that we picked up a pitcher who was basically a reliever turned full-time starter. And neither Seth Lugo nor Michael King was supposed to be able to pitch more than 60 innings.
True.
And, you know, it just gets into my thinking about the way we baby these pitchers. And, you know, it's not the day for the conversation to be had.
But I think it's a mindset, too.
There's something about this. Both these guys have been, like, 60 innings. Forget it. Seth Lugo was arguably, other than Tarek Skubal, the best pitcher in the American League this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's those two guys for the Cy Young.
And he pitched a ton of innings. He had a ton of strikeouts. Michael King is, nobody's out there right now going, boy, Michael King's kind of pushing his innings limit.
No, not anymore.
Nobody's concerned about that tonight.
He actually said last week that he's feeling great and he really wants to pitch 200 innings with the playoffs included. So they're going to have to go deep in the playoffs to get this done. But if he's able, I mean, that was his goal coming into the year, Chris. So it's been a mindset thing for him.
I got one thing for him tonight, 27 outs or 21, whatever you got to get tonight. You know, he's got to focus. This Dodger lineup is still scary. Darvish did an unbelievable job against them in game two. Michael King's going to need his wipeout stuff and his wits about him. You know, Otani's right there. Betts is in this unbelievable slump. I'm scared to death of Betts is going to, you know, get something before it's all over. You know, it's a good lineup. Potter's going to have to score some runs and make those plays defensively to keep the Dodgers at bay. All right, you want to play a little Chris versus the fans?
Sure.
All right, we can do that. I got to give you the phone number, 833-288-0973. Scraby has some questions. We can play a little Chris versus the fans if you want to dial in and play. I'd say now would be a really good time to dial in because we didn't really even know we were going to play. So all the lines should be open. Frank will take your call in studio, get you set to play. Scrape, I'm looking for the win, the prize.
The prize is going to be a pair of tickets to Sublime with Rome at Gallagher Square on November 23rd. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Who is it?
Sublime with Rome.
Is that a name of a group?
You know who Sublime is, right?
Vaguely.
Vaguely?
Yeah.
I'm not a music guy, but I mean, I know that whole CD by heart.
I have gray hairs here, people,
that doesn't
on the side
matter.
Of my head.
Everybody knows who Sublime is.
No, not everybody knows who Sublime. Do you know who Sublime is?
People are showing their gray hair to show you that they have gray hair, and they also know who Sublime is.
But, sorry.
But you know the lead singer, unfortunately, passed away years and years and years ago, so Rome is the replacement singer.
I don't know that years and years ago the guy passed away because I didn't even know the group.
Sean Bradley.
Yeah,
no, it's not Sean Bradley. It's Bradley. What's his last name? Why am I forgetting his last name?
Oh, come on, Mister. I know everything about Sublime.
I do know that.
You apparently don't know that much.
I said Sean Bradley.
Sean Bradley was the old basketball player.
Bradley Knoll.
From BYU.
There we go. Thank you. I got some guys helping me here. But there he is. Very sad story, actually.
The thought of Sean Bradley as the front man for a band at 7'6" is kind of a comical thought to begin with.
Yeah, I don't know that he has the sultry tones that Bradley Knoll had. But,
all right.
Yeah. Sublime with Rome is the prize.
That's the prize. All right. 833-288-0973. You know how Chris versus the fans work, but we're going to not do our open today. We'll just go right into it.
I think we got the open.
All right. Scraby says play the open, Frank.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself,
howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
You know what's my favorite, Chris, is that we have a couple people here calling in for Chris versus the fans from Baja Rick's
Cantina.
Oh, they
want to, okay, big Baja Rick's Cantina, people that are here are going to be on the phone playing against me.
Yes,
well, that's going to make it harder for me to cheat.
Hey, he finally admitted it, everyone! Oh! He finally did!
I knew if I said that, you would jump
Well,
all over
I'm just
that.
Waiting. You know what? I actually thought about this on the drive home last night.
Did you really?
To the day, I'm waiting for the day that you tell me that you have been giving Tony the answers in Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show, because I feel gaslit every single time.
That will never happen because I don't give him the answers, so right. I can't tell you that.
The rules, you have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get the question wrong and Chris gets it right, you are eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. And Chris vs. the Fans is presented by SD Fat Loss. Lose 20 to 30 pounds in just 60 days. Visit SDFatLoss.com to schedule your free consultation. All right, we got our people on the phone. And I'm going to go to the first name I saw, and he is here, Rod. Is over there, Chris.
There he is. Rod is sitting over there.
He's sitting over there.
He's got both
What's
hands
up, Baja
raised.
Rick? Let him hear it. Baja Rick. Let him hear it.
I was going to say, Rod, where are you? Where you're at?
I'm
Baja
over here
Rick.
On
so
the left
strange.
Side of Fravia, everybody.
Yes. There's
there
Rod
is.
Right there.
Rod is there. Okay.
If you're a fan of the YouTube chat, Rod is a big contributor to the YouTube chat.
All right. Let's play some. All right. Chris Bertha, give him a question.
Question number one. Rod, if you don't know this, I'm kicking you out of the chat. Who accused Manny Machado of throwing a baseball at them on Sunday?
Oh, my God. The old star is the one who instigated it, but Mr. Hoop manager.
Oh, come on, Rod. I need an answer.
Boo!
Dave Roberts, come on!
Okay,
Dave Roberts, come
there
on.
We go. That was hilarious, actually, that he got booed.
Did he get it right? Or
he did.
Giving it
Dave
to
Roberts,
him?
Yes,
it was
good.
Dave Roberts. All right.
Dumpster Dave Roberts.
I got to tell you one thing, man. You want to play this game live, man. These fans can
People
be ruthless.
People are going to boo you.
That's right. They're getting ready for the game tonight.
Right there. I felt like I was
that was
the
pressure.
Right.
Yeah, be careful, Rob.
All right. Question number two. What team did Luis Arraez make his Padre debut against this year? This is a tough one.
That is tough.
Everybody's face has got like, huh?
But he got the game-winning hit. I remember that.
Everybody, if you could see me, I got Dodger baseball cards in my hand. But that walk-off was against the Arizona Diamondbacks.
I can't believe it, but that is correct.
He got it.
That is correct. Wow. I can't believe it, but you got it, Rod. So here we go. Question number three.
Rod's going to win?
I think so. Which Padre homered against the Dodgers in Game 3 of the 2022 NLDS, the first postseason game in front of fans at Petco Park in 16 years?
Can you repeat the question? It was a little fuzzy
sure,
here
I will,
at Baja
I will,
Rick.
I will. Which Padre homered against the Dodgers in Game 3 of the 2022 National League Division Series?
Don't give it to him, then you won't get a chance to play.
That was at New York Yankee. He's a Yankee now. I believe his name was Trent Grisham.
Trent Grisham.
He's going with it.
Trent is Grisham. Correct.
Hey,
wow.
You guys gave it to him. Rod wins it all.
Look at him over there. Sorry to everyone. Rod is a superstar.
You guys shouldn't have given him the answers. Now you can't play.
Rod
into the game.
Thanks, everybody. Wow.
It's very strange to see Rod talking and then 5 seconds later hear him.
Yeah, that was really good, Rod.
Rod, stay. I know your information, Rod. You're all good. I'll put you in there.
You're good. You're going to win the tickets to see Sublime with Rome. We had a little round of Christopher the Van. I want to say congratulations. Rod is saying he beat me. He certainly beat me, but I didn't get a chance to play. So that's the way you got to do it, man. You just get all the answers right.
Absolutely.
And then there's no, you know, I don't get involved in the game. So that was
absolutely
good job by Ron there. He is the winner of Chris versus the Fans today.
All right.
Are we going to do a Padres Pen Pals at the bottom of the hour?
4:40, yes. I felt like we should do something with everybody driving in. We should do something Padres related. But I did get some interesting questions about Dylan Cease, which we'll talk about at 4:40.
Okay. All right. We'll take a break here. We'll check some traffic. We'll come back. Give you a little rundown. I mean, there's nothing else going on that matters. But just in case, you know, you're driving around, you want to know, get caught up on the sports day. We'll have a little of that. More Padre Dodger talk from Baja Rick's Cantina. And I saw my man Baja Rick just a minute ago. Where'd he go? Baja Rick, stand up.
Oh,
you guys, everybody,
is.
Let's hear it for Baja Rick.
The man, the myth,
he's the
legend.
The guy, man. He's the guy that has us all here today partying. Baja Rick's. Baja Rick's. Baja Rick's.
Baja Rick's.
All right.
Ain't going back.
Ain't going back. Yeah, that was our pre. There he is. Ain't going back. All right, more Gwen and Chris after traffic, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo. The mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today. at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Hi, continuing our Gwynn and Chris get-together here on 97.3 The Fan. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby together at Baja Rick's Cantina just outside Petco Park, where tonight it'll be Game 3, Padres and the Los Angeles Dodgers. Really a great, nice crowd here today. So many people have come up and said hello. I'd love to repeat everybody's name who's come and said hi.
I'm like, pretty good with names.
We like just met Sal just came up, and but I mean, there's been dozens of people. We appreciate people coming up all day long and saying hi.
Nancy is a Scrabinator
coming by to see us. Thank you to everyone who's here. It's a great crowd, and everybody's excited. They got their Padre jerseys on. I'm not sure who let this guy in with the Dodger 42, but he's now being ushered out.
Hey, it's a Jackie Robinson jersey.
It's Jackie Robinson's. So, okay, we'll put up with that.
That's right.
A couple of quick notes, some other things going on. We mentioned the Mets are 4-0 over the Phillies in the bottom of the seventh. The Rockies today.
They're playing?
No, of course not. But they are hiring their manager, Bud Black, back for another season. It doesn't matter. They could hire, you know, I don't know who's a great, you know, better manager than Bud Black. I think he's a good one, but as long as they just have an awful organization, it's not going to matter who their manager
is. Let me ask you this.
But I'm always happy for Bud Black.
Of course.
I like when he's working and still in the game. And, yeah, he did something very classy this year, the final game with Charlie Blackman. Did you see that?
No, what happened?
Before the game,
I don't watch many Rocky games.
Yeah, I know. Nobody does. But when they ran out onto the field.
I don't think the owner does.
No, he doesn't even know. But when they ran out of the field for the game that day, Charlie Blackman was the only one they let run out there.
Ah, yeah.
Ran out to center field. It was his final game. He got all the adulation of the crowd.
Good.
It was all for him. That was a very class move.
I'm very,
by Bud Black.
You know, I think that is a class move, and I am just so excited that Charlie Blackman is no longer going to destroy the Padres.
Yeah, a lot of people,
every single time.
A lot of people are happy about that. One of the great pitchers in my, you know, childhood, growing up watching him pitch in the World Series, was a Cuban right-hander for the Boston Red Sox named Luis Tiant. Scraby, if you ever saw him pitch, you would love him too. Tiant used to, and he died today, is why I'm bringing this up. He passed away at the age of 83. But Luis Tiant used to go up on the back leg, and then he would pause, and then he would corkscrew and look at second base. Then he'd come back, then he'd stop again, and then he'd deliver the pitch. He was a showman out there, and he was the number one pitcher for the mid-70s, 1975 Red Sox, who played the Reds in that great World Series. So I was sorry to see Luis Tiant pass away today at the age of 83. And then there was one other interesting story. I don't know if you heard this, Scraby.
What?
It came up about Walker Buehler today.
I did hear about this.
He's at Santa Anita Racetrack a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, a Dodger doing betting things?
Now, that's
never
own...
happened before.
Oh, stop it. Stop it. Anyway, this is not a good story, but he's there with his wife, and Jack Flaherty was also there. But thieves surrounded him, and he got mugged.
I mean, this is
a scary
story.
They stole his watch right off his arm. I mean, that's some scary stuff.
No, that is definitely scary.
Walker Buehler's okay, so, you know.
I don't condone that, especially after what we saw with Ricky Pearsall being shot for his watch.
That's a scary thing.
My question is, why are we still wearing $100,000 watches in public?
Probably not the best idea. I would agree with that. Now, the big news in the NFL today, if you haven't heard, the Jets fired Robert Saleh. After a 2-3 start, the word is with this firing, I mean, number one, the Jets aren't doing very good again. But number two is that he and Aaron Rodgers just have gotten to the point where they absolutely couldn't stand each other.
I don't blame Mr. Saleh.
Well, I don't either. Saleh was critical of Aaron Rodgers for going to Egypt on a vacation when he should have been at mandatory training camp. And he said so. He said, you know, I'm disappointed he's not here. He's the leader of our team. And for saying that, Aaron Rodgers then decided, well, he's thrown me under the bus, so I'm going to hate him.
And
you know what? This should be on Aaron Rodgers. The problem is, Scraby, and you know this, I know this, They can't fire the quarterback, so they fire the coach, and that's what happens.
All these interceptions. I believe it's Aaron Rodgers.
I'm not disagreeing with you. Robert Saleh, you know, got a difficult hand last year with, you know, Rodgers getting hurt. But now that he's got Rodgers, I think people expected them to be a lot better. And I brought this up the other day. The Jets have scored the same number of points through four games this year as they did last year when Zach Wilson was their quarterback.
I know. I guess that's an indictment on what Robert Saleh is doing, but it's more of an indictment to me on Aaron Rodgers. And he got the word also is that he was escorted out of the building. Like, I don't think that Robert Saleh was crazy and, like, flailing his arms and wouldn't leave. But this all stems from Aaron Rodgers. It has to be. That's the only thing I can think of. And Robert Saleh even said last week when they had a bunch of false starts, he said, oh, well, the cadence was a little bit different. And then Aaron Rodgers was like, nope, cadence wasn't different at all. So Aaron Rodgers knows what he's doing.
They hated each other, and when that
happens... The owner chose Aaron Rodgers over his coach.
But every owner's going to choose a guy that he's paying $500 million to over the coach. Sorry. Here's the only thing for Robert Saleh. I get it that he and Aaron Rodgers, that didn't work out, but you have to know as a coach, if you can't forge a good relationship with your starting quarterback,
but what if
your days are going to be numbered.
Saleh, from all I've heard throughout his time with the 49ers, throughout his time with the Jets, is he's a good coach. He's a coach that he cares about his players. So I tuned into New York radio this morning just to hear what they were saying.
Right.
And they think the beginning of the end for Robert Saleh this year was when Aaron Rodgers went to Egypt, because
that's what I just said.
But like, the ownership is letting Aaron Rodgers slide, and so the people in the locker room, the other players, are like, this dude has no control over Aaron Rodgers. How is he going to have control over other things? And so he kind of lost the locker room that way.
Now,
which is unfortunate for him.
I will say this, as a team that is going to finish probably in last place this year if the Jets don't, and that's my Dolphins. They could do a lot worse than bringing Robert Saleh in to coach a defense next year. This guy can coach defense. We know that. And I think he's a really good coach.
He
and
is.
I think he'll land on his feet. But he may not ever get another head coaching job, you know, because of the fallout from his relationship with Aaron Rodgers. And that's unfortunate, but it works that way sometimes.
It's very unfortunate.
Yeah.
And I can't stand that Woody Johnson. That's his name, Woody Johnson?
The owner of the Jets.
I can't stand what he's doing. And this is all going to end poorly for the Jets. Like, how is this going to make them better, Chris? Do you think Jeff Ulbrich?
The only way it can get better is if they hire Nathaniel Hackett as coach.
I was surprised he wasn't the interim coach. How does that guy not get fired?
How does he keep getting jobs? Is anybody paying attention to this guy and how bad he is?
It's just so bad.
I hate picking on... Well, I do. No, I don't hate picking on
Nathaniel
Hackett.
You do?
There's one other NFL note. The New England Patriots today said that they're changing quarterbacks. Jacoby Brissett out.
Wow.
Rookie Drake May in for the Patriots. Hey, you can't lose to the Dolphins this year. They're going to take you out as your quarterback.
I've seen Drake May play a little bit. He doesn't look ready.
Well, they're going to try him. Here's the funny thing to me. If the Patriot tight end the other day puts his foot down in bounds like he should have,
Jacoby Brissett's a starter.
Jacoby Brissett is still the starter because they'd have won the game, but the guy stepped out of bounds. It was a terrible play.
Also,
that wasn't Jacoby Brissett's fault.
You have to, as an organization, realize we're probably not headed for the playoffs this year. Let's try not to get our number one pick killed. That's why Jacoby Brissett is here. We're going to allow him to get killed, and then we have Drake May.
Here's one more story. 49ers feeling, quote, a lot of pressure amid 2-3 start. The finger pointing is beginning in San Francisco.
I'm telling you, radio up there has already called for Kyle Shanahan's firing.
Well, that's stupidity.
It is stupidity. That,
even I will say that, and you know I always make fun of Kyle Shanahan.
Because it's like, I don't want Vance Joseph to be the new head coach of the 49ers.
That would be idiotic if you're the 49ers. All
right. The Mets scored again.
5-0?
6-0.
6-0. It's all Metropolitans today. Hopefully it'll be all Padres tonight. The National League Division Series is 90 minutes away. We have one more segment of Padre Pen Pals coming up on Gwynn and Chris. Scrabby wrapping things up. Our final segment today from Baja Rick's Cantina. right here outside Petco Park. Great crowd. Thanks to everybody who's come down today and joined us here on 97.3 The Fan as we get ready for Game 3 of the National League Division Series. Padres and Dodgers. A couple of quick notes. First of all, Padres are announcing, as they should, a zero tolerance tonight.
Yes.
For anybody who throws anything on the field. So we've talked about this before, but let the Dodger fans be the ones that do that. Let's not us do that. And let's cheer and go crazy and make life miserable for L.A., but let's not do what they did. I'm really hoping that the Padre fans will, you know, not get caught up in that. And you're going to get thrown right out of the game.
Yeah.
And taken to jail. It's kind of like not really a good, even a risk.
You sure?
To do it.
I'm just kidding, Chris.
Yes, I'm sure.
Trust me, as a guy who has once spent a night in jail, it's not the greatest place in the world.
Why you'd even want to think of it, so let's not do that. The other thing is this, Grant.
Yeah, the Padres have just tweeted out, and if you can hear us here, you might want to do this, but Ticketmaster apparently is experiencing technical difficulties, so the Padres are asking you to download your tickets to your mobile wallet before you head to the ballpark. That's it. They're encouraging all fans to download their tickets to their mobile wallet for ease of entry. So if you're trying to get your tickets on Ticketmaster right now and you can't do it, just make sure you try and download them and you will be able to use them as you enter the stadium.
All right, one more thing before Kelly Danik gives us a check of traffic.
Yes.
I bet you there's a lot of traffic in and around Petco Park right now.
Yes.
Let's find out. All right, Petco Park is buzzing, Baja Rick's Cantina buzzing. Chris here, Scraby there, and Tony, of course, inside getting ready for the broadcast, was with us earlier. I just want to touch on a couple more things, and then we're going to get to our Padre pen pals.
Yes.
Number one, there is actually some place kind of fun to go tonight if you're totally not coming to Petco Park.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, the new basketball arena in Oceanside is opening tonight. The Clippers are playing. The Nets, I think it is tonight. I know it's a preseason game, but you could see the first sporting event inside the new, what is it, Frontline Arena?
Front Wave.
Thank you. Front Wave. Thank you, Hamby. The Front Wave Arena in Oceanside, and I understand the game is a sellout tonight.
Wow, really?
Yeah, to see the Clippers and Brooklyn. Direction. Have fun with that tonight.
Hey, just one step closer to getting an NBA team.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know that Front Wave Arena is going to... How? We don't have a place to play! It's the same problem we always have.
Viejas is my answer to everything.
That's not big enough.
I know it's not big enough.
13,000 is not big enough for an NBA franchise.
I know.
The other thing is, tonight, this is for me, not you or anyone else probably, but it's opening night in the NHL. Just throwing that out there.
What? Right. We're back already?
What a reaction we got from the crowd here at Baja. Thank you, Frank. Likes his hockey. He knows what I'm talking about.
You know what reminds me of the NHL season? When the NHL season starts, it reminds me that basketball is almost back, and it seems like the NBA just ended like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, they don't have very long off seasons anymore.
They had the Olympics this year.
Well, hopefully the Padres will continue on their quest to make this year's offseason pretty short as well.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Right? That's the
idea. I would love that. We got a rally chain over there. What was that thing called? Was it the rally chain?
No.
It was the rally chain. What was it called?
No, it wasn't called that, but I can't remember what it was called.
Swag chain.
Swag chain.
That's it.
Fernando
swag chain.
Fernando. All right, let's play. Not play, but...
I don't think we have the open, so it's not a big deal.
All right, just take it away then. What are we doing?
All right. Usually we do the Big Five at this time, and the Big Five is usually brought to you by Summit Subaru of El Cajon. See all the two ways to save right now at summitsubaru.com. Now, the first one is about Dylan Cease, and I got this on Sunday. I love Dylan Cease, but I am not sold on Dylan Cease as an ace for this team right now. Has he been an ace this year for the Padres? At times he has, but Saturday night I was nervous heading into the game. Thank you, Frank. Wondering which Cease we were going to get. We got the not bad Dylan Cease. We got the less than stellar Dylan Cease. Chris, do you guys have full and total faith in Dylan Cease each time he goes out there?
That's a tough question. I mean, I have faith in Dylan Cease for sure every time he goes out there, even when he doesn't pitch well. I mean, unfortunately, you know, pitching well is not a guaranteed thing for anyone. The other guys are trying to hit, too. I don't think Dylan Cease had the A-plus command that he normally has. And he walked too many guys. That's what killed him. I know the Ohtani home run is a big blow, but there, you know, there were two guys he put on base before that was what really hurt. So, yeah, I have great confidence in Dylan Cease. He's got amazing stuff, no-hit stuff when he's on. He wasn't on the other night. That's just, you know, a hang with him.
I do understand where this person's coming from, because there have been periods of time where Dylan Cease doesn't give up a hit. And there have been, and that's legitimately, he had a no-hitter this year.
And had, what was it, six starts where he gave up like two hits total?
But then there's other outings where he gets in trouble early and then things spiral on him.
Yeah.
And there's another dog in a jersey, Chris, over there.
Game over.
Padres game over. Win. That's right. But I understand why this is being said. I think that Dylan Cease ran into a Shohei Ohtani buzzsaw. There's so much fanfare around that he didn't pitch bad, but he had bad locations, as Mike Shildt said, on some of his pitches. So I have faith in Dylan Cease, but I'm not necessarily thinking it's going to be a shutdown outing every single time. But I will take Dylan Cease over other pitchers right now, for sure.
I say at the exact moment, I have more confidence in Yu Darvish than Dylan Cease, but that's just at this exact moment.
And that's because of what we saw on Sunday.
Exactly.
All right, the next one. Let's talk about a topic Tony and Chris hate. Who has been the Padres' MVP so far in this postseason? I say it's Yu Darvish, even though he pitched one game. It was a game the Padres absolutely had to have. Who would you choose for the playoff MVP so far? I'm up first.
After four games?
This is why they started. Let's talk about a topic Tony and Chris hate.
Yeah, I hate this topic.
I think Fernando Tatis Jr. is the MVP right now because of everything he's done. He's got an OPS over 2.00, as Chris would like me to say.
21 hundo.
He's hitting like almost 500. He's got some home runs. He's been amazing. And when someone threw a beer at him the other night in the stands, he just turned around and he did a little dance, which made me happy.
I thought he caught it and drank it.
No. I don't know that Fernando has ever drank a beer in his life.
I thought he was that amazing that he just caught it out of midair.
He probably
and
could.
And finished it.
That would, you know what, Chris? That would be on my list of things to do if I was still a drinker. Catch a beer in midair and drink it. What do you think?
Well, I think Fernando is too, but I'll give you, I'll at least give you one other guy right now. I think Higashioka's having a great postseason. Don't forget, he's your number nine hitter.
Oh, Higashioka's a great one.
He gives you a home run every game, and plus he's playing great defense. He's catching these guys, you know, calling a game. So Higashioka could be my runner-up right now. But you got to go Fernando with a 2100 OPS.
Do you think, because we're seeing it right now, and you just said it, Higashioka hits a home run every game. Do you think that he's going to start every game, or do you think we're going to see at some point Elias Diaz?
Well,
we saw him late in the game the other day.
Yeah, I think you're going to see Higashioka until further notice. I do.
You
substitute catchers during the regular season because you're trying to keep guys fresh. There's no need to keep Higashioka fresh anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's going to have lots of time to rest here coming up in
right. Hopefully
in
he's
November.
Got another 10, 11 games left or whatever it is. So, yeah, nothing against Diaz, but Higashioka's too valuable right now to take out.
Way too valuable. Just imagine, I mean, if he was still in New York. He was a throw-in to that trade, and he ends up being one of the most important parts of that trade.
I don't think A.J. Preller considered him a throw-in. We considered it a throw-in.
Yeah, because that was our mistake. Who's this guy? And then he becomes a great catcher for the Padres. All right, we've seen Robert Suarez get two saves here in the postseason, and the talk has shifted away from him being a liability as the closer. Chris, do you think Robert Suarez is quote-unquote fixed?
Fixed. First, I think he has one save because I think the first game he had a four-run lead. That did not count as a save.
I didn't fact-check this person, but there you go.
I don't think he was ever 100% broken. I mean, he was not having great location there for a while. I'm hoping his location is back. But I caution everybody, in these playoffs so far, We've seen Josh Hader blow the series.
Yes.
We have seen Emmanuel Clase yesterday give up a bomb.
Maybe the best closer
lose
in the
a game. We have seen who else blew something. There was another.
Frank, if you know, pop in.
Yeah, pop in, Frank. It was somebody in the first round. Devin Williams gave up the home run to Pete Alonso.
That's a huge one.
You know, I caution you, man. These closers are great. But these hitters, you groove a fastball, they can hit a home run. So yeah. Suarez is no guarantee. That's why when I get a lead, I like to add to it. Because
yes.
I don't want to leave him with a one-run thing every time. You know, I want him to have a little room to operate.
Never too many insurance runs.
No.
We've
not,
seen that
not
before.
In the postseason, no.
Do I think Robert Suarez is quote-unquote fixed? Like you said, I don't think he was broken, but I'm not going to lie, when he came in against the Braves, I was a little nervous. And he ended up doing all right. He ended up, doing what he needs to do. And then he came out and closed down the game the other, not the other night, but you know what I'm saying.
No, the two Brave games he finished.
Yes.
He hasn't pitched in the Dodgers series.
Correct.
Yet.
And I feel 100% comfortable with him pitching right now.
I feel comfortable with him, but that kid's a guarantee he's going to get a 1-2-3 inning every time. It's, I hate to say it, the old, it's baseball. The other guys are trying to hit the ball, so.
Are they?
Yeah, unfortunately.
The name of the game?
Yeah.
All right, final Padres pen pals topic here is this. Do the Padres need to extend Luis Arraez this offseason? I love the dude. He's a savage. I love Luis Arraez, too. Arraez. It's not Arraez. It's Arraez. I keep saying the wrong way.
It's like all rise, but it's Arraez.
Good way of remembering it. Do they need to extend him this offseason? I mean, he's got one more year of arbitration, but I think they do need to extend him. He has proven that he is an important part of this lineup. He has proven that he fits as a San Diego Padre. And to me, he has proven that he wants to be a San Diego Padre. Now, I don't know what the money looks like that for someone like Luis Arraez, and I don't think he makes as much as we may think he would, but I think they need to lock him up this offseason, have no questions going into next year about him being lame duck or anything like that. I love Luis Arraez. He's a gamer, and I hope he's with the Padres for a long time to come. What about you, Chris?
Yeah, it's not my pocketbook, and again, I know the Padres are going to have to play that money game, but I want Luis Arraez on this team. I think he fits perfect here.
Yeah.
In a city that, gave us the greatest singles, line drive hitter in history of the sport. Luis Arraez can be appreciated, and how much I like him.
Yes. So you're a big fan.
Yeah, I hope they re-sign him.
All right.
So
that's it.
Man, thanks, Padre Pen Pals. We got about 10 minutes left here, Scraby. The Phillies finally got on the board. They scored two runs in the eighth inning. Harper and Castellanos had the RBIs, but it's hardly enough at the moment. Mets still lead Philadelphia 6-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning. The real job here was done by Sean Manaea, the former Padre. All he did today, 7 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, struck out 6. Brilliant performance from Sean Manaea.
Where was this when he played for the Padres?
Where was this? I know.
He started out okay, and then he just really was not great.
He wasn't great for the Padres, but he pitched a great game today for the Phillies. Jesse Winker, Pete Alonso hit home runs. 2 RBIs apiece for Jose Iglesias and Starling Marte. That's the story with the Mets 6-2 batting in the bottom of the eighth inning. Tomorrow, you're going to have a baseball smorgasbord again.
Smorgasbord, yes.
All 4 series will be in action tomorrow. But, we don't have to worry about any of those. Let them get their thing out of the way. Our game 4 is at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. I'm happy that the baseball has kind of assigned the Padres the 6 o'clock night game.
Well, they do love the ratings, and ratings between the Padres and the Dodgers is
pretty
good.
That's what they're getting, yeah.
And maybe Dave Roberts is just trying to bump the ratings a little bit.
You know what? Fox probably slipped him a little envelope.
A couple $100 bills.
Yeah, and said, can you whine and cry as much as possible about Manny Machado throwing a ball at you?
Yeah.
And
his life flashed before his eyes. It was an unsettling quote.
His life flashed before his eyes.
I mean, when you... Okay.
He didn't even see it until somebody told him about it.
The word unsettling is where I take fault in his thing. Unsettling means you were legitimately scared. Like, and Mike Schilt said it earlier in his press conference. If Manny Machado wanted to hit Dave Roberts with a baseball, he could easily hit Dave Roberts with a baseball.
Well, Mike Schilt didn't say that fully. He just said, I've been around Manny a long time, and I think he's got a pretty good arm, and it's pretty accurate. That's what he said. Mike Schilt's comments were really good today. And he was asked, he was put under the gun to, you know, respond to Dave Roberts' claims. That's your manager? He's all of our manager, actually. You can't have him only for yourself. But his comments were really good today. And, you know, he represented his ball club, his city with class, and, you know, spoke to the situation the way it should be spoken. And, you know, as I said earlier, I'm hoping I'm right. But it seems to me that Dave Roberts' focus is on the wrong stuff right now. And I know the Padres' focus is on the right stuff, and I hope it makes a difference in the next two games.
It just feels good that that we're on this side with the Padres of, like, not falling for those traps. These are
not falling for shenanigans.
These are little things that the Dodgers are trying to do to get under the skin of Manny Machado. Even Dylan Hernandez co-signed on my crazy conspiracy theory that maybe they were trying for a suspension of Manny Machado. That's why they sent it to the league. They sent that video to the league.
You know what I've discovered here, Scraby, with 7 minutes to go in the show?
What?
9 minutes, actually, to go in the show.
That I'm really smart?
No, it's going to take a little longer for that. But what I have discovered with 9 minutes to go in the show is that my voice is not going to make it.
9 minutes? You don't have got nine more minutes?
My voice is giving way.
Oh, my goodness.
I have been screaming into the microphone above this din for three straight hours, and it's a good thing that you're not allowed to cheer in the press box tonight, because I don't believe I'm going to be able to cheer. Can you kind of hear it going a little or no?
A little.
Yeah. It's starting to strain, I must say.
I think you're going to make it the next 8 minutes, by the way.
I believe
Shohei Ohtani's up in 1 hour and 14 minutes. I'm sure that Fox broke in on the news this morning saying, Shohei Ohtani's up tonight.
Today is the 1 year anniversary, unfortunately, of the war in the Middle East. Oh, wait a minute. Shohei Ohtani is up in an hour and 12 minutes.
Everybody crowd around the TV. I mean, I got to say,
now that you're saying it like that, it's making me laugh. So I like that.
Well, we have to laugh, Chris, because that's the only thing we can really do here.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just hope that the Padres can take care of these next two games so we don't have to worry about a Friday game in L.A. I don't think that the Padres on the road are a much different team than they are at home.
They've been better on the road.
They've proven that all year long.
They don't have to shrink from a game five. And, you know, I said the same thing, you know, the other day. I'll say it again. I think a lot of us feel like, you know, since the Padres wrapped it up in four 2 years ago, came here and won two straight games, that it's kind of, you know, just going to happen again. And I know that it could, and I hope it does, but the Dodgers are not going to just step aside.
No.
So the Padres are going to have to play two really fantastic ball games. Be nice to come up with a couple of key hits. Neither team is really doing great with runners in scoring position in this series yet. Padres are 4 for 19. The Dodgers are 4 for 21. But a couple of key hits. I'll take half as many home runs today as we had in Game 2. I want the same defense from Game 2.
Yes.
And I think the rest will take care of itself.
I'll take 7 home runs.
You want a new record tonight?
Yeah, new record.
Yeah.
I mean, what else? Like we said yesterday, this team has done so many incredible things that have never happened before.
7
What's another
home runs,
one?
That's a lot to ask for.
That is a lot to ask for at Petco Park against a playoff game.
But, you know, it doesn't matter what the score is. Just get it done. King pitches well. You know, got to be, you know, aggressive and take it to Buehler right away. And, yeah, I've said it all along. Yeah, I don't know if this is our time, you know.
It feels like
the month of October, but I feel like it might be.
Yes.
And, there's no way to know. The Padres still need, you know, not just two games in this series, but they need two more series after this. And You know, it's so tough to win the whole thing, but we've never won it here in San Diego, and I know that, you know, if this team wants it half as bad as we all want it, we're in pretty good shape.
Yeah,
I think they do.
I think they do.
You know?
I mean, this is like, if you want to cement yourself in San Diego sports lore forever and ever.
If you want to never buy another drink at Baja Rick's.
Or any place in San Diego.
Win a
World Series.
Win the World Series.
People were getting uncomfortable with our parade talk yesterday. I got to tell everyone, we do not have any control over the results, even if we talk about the parade.
I
would like to be in a perch somewhere along the parade route.
No, you're going to ride with me. I'm going to drive.
I don't want to.
In my car, you're going to be the passenger waving out the side. And Tony and Jesse are going to be in the back on top.
Doing the Pope wave.
Doing the thing. Yeah, that's what we're going to do for the parade. That's how I'm going to get all of us into the parade.
Oh,
we
okay.
We got to be in the parade. Because can't you see Ben and Woods with their own car decorated? You know, those guys. They do stuff like that.
Yeah, because they're good
They'll
at it.
They'll get it sponsored.
Not, well, yeah,
you know,
they're good at that stuff.
Jeff Hamby will be out there handing out stickers and
we're not
shirts.
Good at the planning.
Right, we're not good on that.
That might be partially the producer of this show that's not very good at planning
himself.
Well,
that's why I'm telling you what we're going to do if there's a parade.
People ask me all the time, what's the hardest part of your job? And I say, organization. I am not the most organized person on earth. I will fully admit that.
All right, he's not here, so you can say this honestly, and nobody will tell him.
What?
Rate the three of us in terms of organization. The three of us on this show.
Oh.
Well, a gelato pure water sure would be nice about now.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So nice that you
appreciate
came by.
That.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Gelato pure water.
Yeah,
I am thirsty,
I've seen this
actually.
Before, and
just
I'm thirsty.
Just making sure this isn't booze, but it does say water.
No, it is water.
Okay.
I've seen it before.
Okay.
Wait, let's cheer. We're going to get a picture in the gelato newsletter. Thank you.
Gelato newsletter. Chris knows what a newsletter is. Anyway, organization.
Who's top? Give me a ranking of the three of us in news in organization.
You.
I know
one.
I'm number one.
By far and away, number one. I think I'm number two just because I have to be.
You just said you're terrible. So I just want you to know where you just put Tony below that.
What do we remind Tony before he leaves studio every time?
To remember his wallet before
he goes
home.
Do you have your keys? Do you have your cell phone? Do you have your water bottle with your name on it because you've lost it so many times?
I hate to say it's true.
It's true.
Absolutely true.
I don't really know. I mean, Tony's pretty organized in the booth, and he necessarily have to have a bunch of papers in front of him when we're doing the show.
He would leave his keys in the studio every day if there was not a need for them to start the car. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, only the fact that they're needed to start his car is why he remembers his
one
keys. Because otherwise, they would just sit there the whole time.
One time when I was doing the Scraby show, I look over and I see his phone. I'm like, everybody, he's going to be back here shortly.
Yeah.
And he walked back in 3 minutes later because, yes, he does have a car that he needs a phone to start. Real quick, I want to remind everyone, and then we're going to check our legal identification, but I want to remind everyone, Ticketmaster apparently is having some problems. So if you're heading down here right now and you can't get your ticket, or if you can get your ticket, make sure you download it to your mobile wallet. It'll make it much easier. There's a lot of people down here, a lot of cell service being used, so it's not as easy as just getting your ticket. So again, if you bought your ticket on Ticketmaster, download it from Ticketmaster into your mobile wallet. All right, Frank. We need to check our legal ID.
All right, Scraby, we got a couple minutes. The Mets have added a run. They take a 7-2 lead to the ninth inning against the Phillies. Phillies coming to bat down by 5 in New York. Mets hoping to go up 2-1. Same thing for the Padres tonight if they can beat the Dodgers. But you got to go out and get the job done. Got to go out and play a tremendous game. And I think the atmosphere is going to be worth it.
I can't even imagine, like, because the Braves, it was loud. The last time with the Dodgers,
2 years ago,
super loud. I don't even know what it's going to feel like. Like, the stadium actually shakes. It's so crazy. And that, there's nothing like a good crowd roar, Chris. I love it.
Well,
good thing we got to the music.
We got to thank Frank Marchese back there in studio.
Thank you, Frank.
Frank, appreciate you. Adam Klug, thanks for everything. Tony up in the booth there. Thank you to everybody here. I know everyone's getting involved and getting ready for the game, but we had a really good crowd out here at Baja Rick's.
Thank you, you for coming out.
Thanks, everybody,
for
coming
out. Are we ready for this game or what? There we go.
Yeah, we've asked them like 60 times today,
yeah,
so they're getting
eating
tired.
Too. I see some people with nachos. And
all right. We're headed into the ballpark. Enjoy the game tonight. We're back to talk about it tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Quinn and Chris, Sam Levitt's pregame show is next on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!